You don't get a real good chance to look at every play real closely, watch every player, and you know, watch what Miami's doing and how it matched up and so forth. So it's a lot better to look at it than it is during a game on the sideline. You know, there were some good things, there were some positive things, and then there are obviously a lot of things we got to work on. So it's a combination of that. That's the way it usually is. But we had some opportunities, and we didn't take advantage of them. We need to coach better, need to play better, need to do everything better, all three phases of the game. I don't know. I mean, I felt like the whole fourth quarter we had good opportunities there. We had a couple of good defensive series where we forced three and outs. We had the ball in good field position. Then we got a penalty on an offensive pass interference that kind of knocked us out of scoring range there. And then we punted it back to them and had them, inside the 20-yard line. We got a rough in the passer penalty, and then they converted three third downs, the last one being, third and goal on the four. And we had a chance for a stop there. If we had made that, we would have been down by six with, three and a half minutes ago. So when they scored that touchdown on third and four, then that made it a 30-20 game instead of a 26-23 game if they'd kicked the field goal. So, I felt like we had our opportunities all the way through. We just didn't. Just didn't take advantage of them. Just didn't do well enough with them. I don't know. I mean, based on where we were, I think that was the right thing to do. I mean, then we could sit here and be talking about, well, I think we'd been better if you had played, a couple other guys and brought some fresher people in and all that. So, we did what we thought was best. I don't think that was the problem. I mean, those guys have played together plenty through the course of preseason and practice. So, I don't think that's the issue. We just got to do a better job.
Pretty.
So the whole game. I barely remember him getting hit in the first half. So, we threw the ball 21 times in the fourth quarter in our 2-minute offense. So, once the game became kind of a 2-minute game, then that, I think that changed it a little bit. I wouldn't say the whole game was like that at all. I think we need to do better as an entire team. I don't think it's singled out to any group. We need to, the quarterbacks, the running backs, the receivers, the tight ends, the offensive line. We all need to play better. Coaches, we need to do a better job. So I think we had issues everywhere, which could have definitely helped us. If we would have done anything a little bit better, one would have helped the other. We just got to run the ball better. That would take pressure off the passing game. We got to throw the ball better. That would make it easier in the running game, so forth and so on. I think there ended up being both. Yeah. Certainly there's some things that we could have played better. Scheme-wise, but some of it was technique where we just didn't defend well enough. But again, we had two of our best series defensively in the fourth quarter, and then they had the long touchdown drive after that. So, I thought overall, in some ways, our fourth quarter defense was better than some other parts of it because we had a couple of chances to get off the field there on those third downs. We had a third and four, third and six, and then. A third and four down there that they scored on, we had our chances to get off the field and end those drives. We just didn't take advantage of it. I think the rule's pretty clear. You can't hit the quarterback above the shoulders or below the knees. So you have a strike zone. You have to be within the strike zone, and you can't lead with the head. You can't lead with the crown of the helmet. You can't lead with the face mask. So. That's, there's a strike zone and there's a way that you can make contact. So if any of those are in violation, then you should probably expect the referee to make that call. I agree with that. Strike zone's more clear cut. The forcibly tackling the quarterback and tackling the quarterback or however you want to, that's kind of unnecessary, add in the unnecessary part of it. I think that's definitely a lot more subjective. I think the strike zone's pretty clear, really. There can be some gray area, obviously, if a guy gets pushed or if the quarterback's, changing, like he's falling or, as it changes as the play's occurring right at the last second, there's some things that can play into that. But generally speaking, if you hit the quarterback above the shoulders or below the knees, it's a foul.
Oh, wow. So
all right, but, the thing for us is we haven't had a 15-yard penalty in 3 weeks on defense. So, we saw that. We had it in the Washington game. And then we haven't had one in the last 3 weeks. And we had three yesterday. So And we had a couple big ones on offense, too. You know, we had a face mask. We had an offensive interference penalty. We had a holding penalty. So we got a couple holding penalties, one in the run, one in the pass. So we got to, you know, we got to do a better job than that. We can't. We have too many penalties. You know, I thought we had our moments. You know, we missed a couple plays that we would like to make. It was a couple touchdown, passes. You know, the third and four at the end of the game, the first crossing route to Wallace kind of led to that touchdown, set up a second and one. And so there's obviously things that we can do better there. We didn't give up a lot of any big plays, really. Although, you know, he probably had a shot on the pass to Wallace there in the end zone that he caught just out of bounds. But, you know, there's things we got to do better. So there wasn't, you know, there were some positive things. Well, I think there were positive things in every phase of the game, but there are still some things we can improve on in practice coverage, no question about that. You know, had a couple third down conversions on the kind of right at the sticks there, third and four, third and six, and they just got to turn around and convert them. So we have to, you know, get off the field and make those plays. You know, I thought Rob competed well. Obviously not having any game action until yesterday wasn't ideal. So I think he's a lot of things he can improve on too, and I'm sure he will. He works hard. I'm sure he will. You know, we had a number of guys in that category that didn't play in preseason, that yesterday was the first time they played. And, you know, I think that probably they all suffered a little bit from that of, you know, not playing. So, you know, the whole concept of, you know, not playing in preseason, you know, players don't need preseason games and all that. I don't think I agree with that. No. I think that's something that the Ravens and Commissioner Goodell and the NFL should comment on.